The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Players Lounge, Monday, Super Bowl week. Let's ride.
Let's do it.
Whole lot to talk about here since we've last congregated together here in the church of the Dallas Cowboys headquarters here at the Star. Barry Church, the pastor.
Just in here doing my thing, man. I'm just doing my thing.
What's going on? You got court later?
We got a little year-end show we got going on today.
So you had to get spiffy out here.
You look like you're facing charges.
Yeah, I might be.
You're trying to get best dress.
Brother Church is here.
What's happening?
You know, Hecma Harrison is here. He's got his cowboy gear back on.
I'm healed.
Okay.
He's ready.
I'm healed.
Broke it out. He is the ultimate survivor. He is Danny McCray in the house.
Hey, you know, you could just start calling me like Challenge Champion. You know what I'm saying?
Challenge Champion.
But I'm with you today, bro, because Church walking here with a suit on, got his leather case.
You see the match.
You know, Heck always got his computer, so I feel like I'm glad we sitting on this side because man, I just
waiting on it to pass the plate around.
Man. Hurry up.
I'm a collection plate one more time.
I'm merely Nui Scruggs. We're going to pass around that collection plate for Brian Schottenheimer. I got a new offensive coordinator. Why are you going to like that, man? Not my boy, Shotty.
Shotty, man. We'll see. Only time will tell.
So, true story. I had an inkling. So, right before kickoff, a little before kickoff, that Monday night at Tampa, I introduced myself to Brian. Let me meet this dude. I know he's been here. I've been hearing that he'd been doing some good things behind the scenes. So, I just like, man, let me meet this guy. And, you know, they end up winning the game. And at Mike's last press conference, I tried to ask him about, you know, how do you make sure you don't let a guy like Schottenheimer out the building, you know, in the role he had. I mean, you had Ben McAdoo went before. So I was trying to get Mike to say something because I had this inkling of where things could be going. And Mike tried, you know, button it all up. You know, I'm like, okay, yeah, there's something going on here. And because I asked Brian, so I was like, so you know, you think you're going to get back into this thing as a coordinator? Like, kind of had that look like. And I said, oh, by the way, I noticed Russ doesn't cook the same without you. And he just kind of looked like. And so, ultimately, my thing is this, and I want to ask around the table. Is this the best move Mike could make, considering he's calling the plays? You want someone you trust. He trusts him. His dad game is NFL star. Heck, I'm going to start with you. Your thoughts on Brian Schottenheimer, offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I thought that it was a move that was made by name only for Brian Schottenheimer. I think that Mike is taking responsibility for play calling. Schottenheimer has obviously played a role behind the scenes through all of this. And I think all of these moves that's been made has kind of, and I'm grasping here because I don't know if this is true or not, what it's been like the last couple of years under Kellen Moore and what Mike McCarthy's had to be thinking that maybe this, you know, you can use a different alignment here, or maybe you need to change this for your offensive line, just because we know that he is also an offensive play caller. So he probably wasn't pleased this whole time that we've been thinking that there's been this great synergy between them two. He's probably like, man, come on, man, this is BS, you know. So, you know, and so when the time permitted, he's able to actually get his guys in there. And now this is just, you know, look, he's got eyes and ears and boots on the ground, and he feels as though Schottenheimer's going to give him the best eyes above, you know, because he's going to be on the field to say, look, we need to line up in this and do this. But I think, again, it's just by name only and still going to follow Mike as far as the play calling.
I like it. Just because of what you said, Nui, I expect Mike McCarthy to be calling the plays. All right. So if you are going to be calling the plays, what you don't want when you have a Kellen Moore here is a guy who is getting head coaching interviews, guys who they call him the boy wonder. You can't really step on his toes because the assumption is he knows what he's doing, right? This is Mike McCarthy's thing now. He's calling the plays, so like you said, Schottenheimer will be there to say, all right, I know what you're looking for. So when he's got those binoculars and he's looking on the field, he's saying, hey, Mike, we got that look that we used to see all the time, and it's time to call that play. And I think that's going to help Mike McCarthy be able to be better at his job. And it's, I don't care who's offensive coordinator, name, whatever. As long as Big Mike got that play sheet right here and he's making the calls, I'm okay with it. Because I can remember throughout this season and last season when we listened to Jerry say it and Mike McCarthy say, hey, man, we need to run the ball some more. Oh, don't worry, we're going to get on running the ball. And we would come back here on the Players' Lounge, and they didn't run the ball, and we'd be like, what is going on here? All right, so we're not going to have to hear that this season, because the only person who could tell the offensive coordinator, which is – to us, Mike McCarthy, hey, you need to do something, it's Jerry Jones. So Jerry Jones is saying that you assume it's going to get done.
Yeah, I think overall, this could be a good thing. This could be a good thing. I wasn't a fan of getting rid of Kettle Moore. You know, I thought, you know, he's had some.
He with your boy now.
Just watch next year. But so what I'm saying is, when it comes to Schottenheimer, I think for McCarthy, it's great, because if you're going to go down, you might as well go down swinging. Yeah, you might as well go down swinging, calling your plays. So I think it's going to be great for him. And as far as Dak Prescott's concerned, I think – overall, I still think he's one of the best play-action quarterbacks in the National Football League. I feel like he can sling it when he has that run game going. And if you look at Schottenheimer's past when he was with Seattle, they were, I think, the sixth-ranked run usage team out there, and they were eighth as far as play-action. So I think if you can combine those two with Dak Prescott and kind of get through to him, I believe it could be good for all parties out there. The one thing that we're going to see, if this is a coordinator or if it's the player, is if these turnovers keep going. Now, if that's the case, then we know it wasn't Kellen Moore out there. But I think overall it could be good for the Cowboys overall to have Schottenheimer in there, especially Mike McCarthy. Bro,
man, when did you become such a big Kellen Moore fan,
what
bro?
You mean? What
I
you
guess mean? To go like, back on.
What you mean?
How long we been doing this
hold
show,
on. So last, so this whole season, we was like, all right, we need the time-proven consistency, right?
Yeah.
And he showed it to us.
No,
right?
No, yeah, yeah. This year, I'm just saying, that's fine.
So I'm saying.
But what led us to that, though?
He was struggling a little bit early on.
No, I'm talking about a year after year, we was like, man, I don't know. Then this year, we was like.
The first 2 years, we was like, ah.
That's a lot of years.
Last year, he turned the page, in my opinion. Yeah, he turned the page.
This is all a play for his guy, Justin.
What you mean?
Yeah, man.
It's all this season.
Well, y'all know what's about to go down, but.
You know how we ended the season? You know the last play you saw? Who drew that up?
You talking about? Oh yeah, yeah. You talking about that? That last.
Who
play?
Drew that?
Let's say Bones Fossil.
How did we get to that?
One,
how did we get to that
who
point?
Who drew
though?
That player?
But how did we get to that point?
Who drew it?
I like that.
Can somebody explain how we got to that?
Hey, how did I get here?
I know. All
how did we get there?
Okay,
down 10 points.
All the marbles on the line. Okay, all the marbles. We got one play to try to get this thing.
That's
going.
The one they pulled out.
We go away from traditional Hail Mary, away from just regular old hook and ladder. We get extra creative. All right, and that's what we come up with, and that's the last play that Kellen
Moore. But y'all not explaining how we got to that point.
But the point is, you were there. So what do you do now? now you in it
because we drew up some plays now, because we all seen T.Y. streaking wide open.
No, we saw.
We seen Gallup wide open. Like, so how did we get to that last play?
Yeah, they didn't even use that last play in the Pro Bowl. That's how bad it was. Even a Pro Bowl flag. Nah, we ain't doing that. Nah, we scrap that one. But hey, we'll see what your boy does. Kellen Moore does what he's with the Chargers. Got a lot of weapons here. There's be no excuse, right?
No excuses.
No excuses.
Please.
No excuses.
I believe because I don't want to hear this next year about Herbert or Kellen Moore.
Oh, so we're using that excuse for what happened last year.
No, we're talking about.
We ain't had no weapons?
No, we're going for
it. No, you said Herbert, all his weapons were hurt.
He got weapons?
No, I'm saying you said they were hurt last year.
Oh, they were? That's,
okay,
they were.
So I don't want to hear nothing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I don't want to hear nothing.
And be clear, I think that I'm with you on that, man. BC, I think he's going to have some success. Look at the weapons that he has.
Eckler. Mike Williams.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some weapons.
He's got some guys, though. About one touchdown to playoffs, right?
No, man. I mean, look, if that's the case, then.
How you gonna say
what?
No, because it's gonna make me look crazy. So I ain't even gonna say, go ahead.
How many touchdowns did the offense score?
Oh, my goodness.
How many did they score the previous San Francisco? The first one? Two? Two and one? The Kellen Moore offense.
The Kellen Moore offense? What are you talking about in Tampa Bay?
I'm talking about in the San Francisco, against San Francisco last 2 years. Last playoff
what
game.
What happened in the game before Tampa Bay, though?
Against the 8-19, they did good.
You said now you know how I feel.
And then what
now
happened the San Francisco game, right?
One touchdown.
Whose fault was that?
Why you got
winning streaking wide open
in the red zone? We throwing the red zone. Run the ball.
We saw evidence of guys running wide open.
Shotty and Mike gonna run the ball.
Was the play made or not?
You know what? They got.
Was
not
the play made or
they
not?
They make, you know, just like they limited Russ. They gonna, you know, they make go some.
So wait a second. Hold on.
Change gonna come.
We could draw up plays to have people wide open. And the fact that we didn't execute those plays falls on the offensive coordinator?
Yeah. Make it make sense.
Hold on, man. If I'm coaching a guy, all right, but coaches get fired for this all the time.
If I'm the coach
and I tell a guy we run a cover two, he need to get to the 2 yards inside the numbers, and he consistently doesn't do it. The coaches probably saying, hey, man, he's not getting coached up right.
Yeah.
How many times have you watched it and you watch the defense play and you say, hey, man, these guys should know how to run cover three when Nolan was here.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. He should know how to run it. Why the heck they not? He know he got to have the deep third. Why he don't have it? Who getting fired?
For sure. You paying the guy, he gonna stay.
Because right, they said, hey, man, they, it must be the coaching. Because
did it surprise you, though, to see him get let go on a Sunday and hired on a Monday?
No.
Okay, and I'm just saying, for all that we say about Kellen Moore and his offense, I mean, it just says about how he's how other people look at him in the NFL for him to be able to fall on green pasture.
Kellen Moore, the numbers he's put up in the Pro Bowl, but Kellen Moore is good at what he does.
Yeah.
But we've all kind of talked about this. Kellen Moore came with the house. Mike McCarthy won the job, and I truly feel to this day, if I gave him some truth sermon, like, yeah, man, the Joneses was pushing his dudes. Oh, yeah. I want the job.
Yeah.
He let him do it.
You're saying go back to the scene of the nachos and Miller Lite.
The light.
Miller Lite. And he said right there, I can't do it with the young blood, man. I got to bring my own guys in. He wouldn't be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Great. I'm glad you went there. So North Turner was up for this job. North Turner was like, Jason Garrett not ready to call the plays. After Jerry had already got Jason Garrett signed on as the offensive coordinator. And all of a sudden, who do we see coming here with the job that nobody expected? Right. Wade Phillips. You know, Wade said, oh, yeah, sure. He can call plays.
Oh,
great.
Man.
It didn't have, to me, it's had that same familiar feel. Oh, here's Mike McCarthy here. Play caller extraordinary, won a Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, Kellen Moore. Yeah, he good. That boy good. I was going to hire him if I was over there somewhere else.
He said all the right things
to get a job.
But, Nui, the other thing is, like, when you look at this from afar, like, it almost looks like self-sabotage in a way, because now you put Mike McCarthy in a situation to call plays that he hadn't done that now in 4 years. And so do we even know what this offensive philosophy
that
is going to
That don't leave you, though, baby. That don't leave you.
That don't leave you?
The man has sat up here in the press. I mean, tell him, yeah, you know, I miss calling plays. But Kellen's a play. I mean, the man has said he told on himself many times that he want to call. God, I mean, why does he? Okay, if you ain't calling play, why you need that big old play sheet?
Bro,
if you're not calling no plays, right?
If you a play caller and you sitting there and you in these big time situations and the, like you said, the play that you want or in your mind, you say this play will work, and then you listening to Kellen calling, you're like, that's not the one. But you can't say nothing at that point, right? Because he's the offensive coordinator. That has to be one of the most frustrating feelings.
That's what I mean is self sabotage, right there. Like, he's having this situation where he has this guy on his staff. He's going to the tape. You know he's watching the film, and he's going, why the hell did we call that?
He's seeing it differently. Now, it's on you, Big Mike. And that's how we want it. That's how we want it. We want it to be on you because we want to know, have you been in the lab? And was it the right lab?
The barn.
Yeah.
The blueprint.
was the number on the classroom right?
Geez.
Or was you supposed to be on the other
he
side?
He's going to come out. I went on the blueprint. It was all a dream.
I got to see, because if it don't work,
it was all a dream.
I might have to hop on church bandwagon.
He said he went in the lab, the right lab. He went in there with Walter White.
And so now that you're here, right, they're cooking up stuff. You got the van. So he and Shotty going out to the van. And literally, if you're going to die, go and die with your guy. Go out your way. Bill Parcells spoke about it when he was with the Giants. Hey, man, if this is going to be my last shot, and I'm going to do it my way. And so Brian Schottenheimer, what I would like Cowboy fans to just know, he has his trust. Time proof of consistency. He knows the family. He understands. They have an understanding of what Mike McCarthy wants. And I think that is what matters the most here. So while people can criticize Brian Schottenheimer if you want to, look at the Jets, look at Seattle. I used to say, man, I didn't get it. But I'm telling you right now, and this is just me, watching Russ fall off the cliff says something to me. Because you go back because, you know, some of those same distractors are, hey, look at what was going on in Seattle, that Brian and Pete Carroll had an understanding of where this guy was limited and what he needed to do, even though Russell was like, I can do more. I want MVP there. Nah, bro, this is what we need to be doing around here. And whether Russ liked it or not, it worked. He went to Pro Bowls. He was building his own resume. He went out to Denver, wanted it his own way, and look at that. Boy, had less ride and less die. Got folks losing jobs, at work. Families all tore up because Russ couldn't cook.
Hey, they spending some money out there, too, ain't they? They going to spend it. Mm-hmm. Talk about Walmart closing down.
And I told you Sean Payton was going to get that job, too, by the way.
You know what?
But either way.
You know what?
When they bring up the Broncos, I'm going to
stick it. But if I don't say it, I won't get my – if I don't say it.
That's facts. That's facts.
Good. If I don't say it, bro.
What did it get you?
Nothing.
What did that get you?
Zero. But it didn't get Dan Quinn. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't going to be Dan Quinn.
Right, you're right.
That's what we were thinking the whole time, that Dan Quinn was going to take Will McClay to
Denver with him. Only,
come on, dog.
If you'd only bet something on that, right?
Shut up. I cannot give you what I want.
If you only bet something on it, you could have been right with something behind it. I'm going to let you go. All right. Everybody, heck was right, guys. Heck was right.
Oh, I want to point at you so bad.
Heck was right. Heck was right. Dan Quinn of Sean.
We should give Heck a break this week, man. He's going to have a rough Sunday, all right? He's going to have a rough Sunday, so we should give him a break.
Why am I going to have a rough Sunday?
Cause, because I don't, you know, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? If you need us, if you need to talk, you call us, bro.
The chat's always open, dog.
The chat's always open.
I'm not going to need to talk. I'm good. I'm good.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's dive into the Super Bowl.
I'm not going to need to talk.
This is the 27th Super Bowl without the Cowboys in a row, right?
Oh, man.
We them boys. We didn't watch it, boys. The Players Lounge, Mighty by Tostitos, right here on DallasCowboys.com Radio.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to the Players Lounge.
This is how we country music's party of the year is coming to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. The Academy of Country Music Awards are always bringing you country music's brightest stars together under one roof. And no one does country like Texas. Witness history on May 11th. Get your tickets at SeatGeek.com.
Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos, Barry Church in the house, Heckman Harrison, Danny McCray, I am Newey Scruggs. It is Super Bowl week in Glendale, Arizona. The last Cowboys Super Bowl win, Super Bowl 30, was in Tempe, Arizona, on the campus of Arizona State University, which they finally avenged a Super Bowl trilogy when they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes, Larry Brown was the MVP of that game, so that was Super Bowl 30. We're now Super Bowl 57, so that's 27 Super Sundays without the Cowboys in it.
It's been a while, man, because I'm 34. Yeah, so, it's been a while.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was 25. I'm 52 now, so I'm getting old waiting on this thing to happen. So Philadelphia against Kansas City. Philly is favored. I'm just put it out there right now. Give me Kansas City to win 28-26, because I don't need to see Heckman sad. I don't see Heckman mad.
You're tripping.
Yeah, my homies.
Is that why? That's why you picking them, or do you really believe that Mahomes and them are going to beat Philly?
I
you think Chris Jones going to have a day?
He don't have to.
Can he? Because he's going to have to be a hell of a run stopper.
I've been going back the last 4 years. I go to DeMarcus Ware, former Cowboy linebacker, who should, by the way, get voted into the Hall of Fame this week. And I've asked him his Super Bowl predictions. Every one of them has been so spot on. I'm not even listening properly. When he said something, I'm like, why not listening? Kansas City. That Mahomes, just being Mahomes, will be able to find a way to get it done. And now he did have one caveat. Said, look, they can't let Philly get out to a lead early.
So who had the most sacks in the league this year?
But
Philly.
I do worry about Philadelphia's coach, Nick Sirianni, being a little too jacked up for this thing and being, you know, doing something a little crazy. And maybe trying to go into the bag too much, the way thinking, oh, I'm going to do a Philly special and do something. Anyway, I just think Andy Reid, having been here, even though it's going against his old team, I think Andy Reid is going to be able to get them calm, and you've got the best player in the game. Give me Kansas City to get it done. And defensively, too, Chris Jones putting on some pressure. I think they're going to figure out a way to make sure they can try and turn Jalen Hurts into a passer as much as he can and limit the runs. But give me him. They've come out of that AFC. That's a tougher conference. So that's where I'm leaning right now. That's just me.
Look, I get it. With the coaches, they do have the better coach in Andy Reid. And I believe they do have the best player on the field in Mahomes. But every other position, I got to say, Philly owns it. You know, outside of tight end, but every other position, they own it. So, to me, it's going to come down to, like always, who's going to have the trenches. Oh, yeah, give me Philly 28-21. But it's going to come down to the trenches. And you already mentioned it, D-Mac. That rush for Philadelphia, it's unbelievable. You got Hassan Reddick coming off. You got Sweat. I mean, the interior with Cox and all those guys. I think they're going to put pressure on Mahomes out there. And I don't know how good that ankle is. I don't know how great it is. I mean, he performed well in the AFC Championship, but I don't know, under pressure, can he withstand that? Can he still be that quarterback that gets out and extends the plays? Because they're going to need some time. He doesn't have Tyreek Hill out there to be able to just burn down the sidelines. They're going to have some coverage out there. So can he extend plays and get away from that rush? I'm not so sure. And then you talked about the run game. Philly's a monster when it comes to the ground game. They are a monster in the trenches. They got a three-headed running back there. Hurts. Miles Sanders, Gainwell, Boston Scott out there. I mean, they all can run the football, and they had that RPO game off of that. I got to go Philly on this one, man. I think they check every single box against Kansas City. Should be a good one, but give me Philly 28-21.
Y'all know damn well I'm not going for Philly, right? No, you know that.
You don't have to go for him.
No, y'all know that. And so, you know, I'm going Patrick Mahomes. I feel as though the better quarterback is on the side of Kansas City. I also feel like the best coach is with Kansas City as well. I think he's going to have a scheme tailor-made for Philadelphia and what they do. They get everything in rhythm based off of that running game. And so trying to force Jalen Hurts, as you just mentioned, to be one-dimensional and pass the ball, I think that bodes well for Kansas City. But he can also hurt you that way. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to have to be very careful. I think we were talking on the chat, you know, about Kansas City has some weaknesses in their secondary as well.
Yeah, so they do.
There's some guys over there kind of give up the ghost. They cooking hamburgers. You know what I mean? They like their grill outside the club. You know what I mean? Here you get one.
What you need?
You know, you love to see him at 3:00 in the morning.
Get everybody's stomach.
That absorbs the liquor. So that secondary, they giving up. You know what I mean? So I just, you know, I. And but just to be fair,
looking at Philadelphia, they have everything, man. That defense, where I love Philly is in the trenches, man. Offensive line, defensive line, they are stout. We had talked a couple months back about them bringing in Ndamukong Suh and the other brother that they brought in. I think that's made a difference in their rotation as well. Once Jordan Davis has gotten back healthy, and you see that rotation and sweat and the guys on the outside, they are relentless. I just feel as though Patrick Mahomes is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and there's no way in this stage that he comes up short. And so I think as his legacy grows and everything, this is going to be an opportunity for him. And I don't think this is the last that you've seen of Jalen Hurts in Philly on these types of stages.
Kansas City, what was the score? Give me a score.
I'm taking Kansas City in a close one. Golly, man, this is going to be – let's go 28-24.
Mm, okay. And we haven't spoken about Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator of Kansas City, who – engineered one of the greatest upsets we've ever seen in Super Bowl history when he was a Giants defensive coordinator, and they went up against Tom Brady, who at the time the Patriots had broken the record for the most points scored in NFL history, and they were undefeated, and they ended up winning that Super Bowl 42. So Steve Spagnuolo, coordinator there that won, also the coordinator for the Chiefs when they won a Super Bowl. So we're talking about a guy who, you know, when you can do that to Tom Brady and limit that out, was it 14 points?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give a man a shot. And think that he can go ahead and come up with something. The Super Bowl they lost to Tampa Bay, remember, they didn't have any offensive linemen. They had taken a guard and had to put him out at left tackle. And then another. So they had no tackles in the game. And I remember DeMarcus Ware, and I didn't listen to him. So I was dumb, Danny. I was just dumb. He was like, yeah, they got Reimers out there. That's the guy I went up against. Super Bowl 50. Me and Vaughn ate him up. And I'm like, if that's Super Bowl 50 and this is a couple Super Bowl late and this boy ain't no good and they got to run him out there for Tampa, for Kansas City, yeah, it was a problem that day.
I just don't understand it. Who's been the best team all season?
Philly.
Philly has been the best, hands down, the best team all season. Difference between that Tom Brady team, this Spagnuolo winning game, that running game ain't the same. Tom Brady and them, they were airing it out.
Yeah.
Them boys was throwing the ball. All right, this team here is doing both, but leaning heavily on the run. 11-man football is what they playing. Like you said, how many running backs they got back there that can get in there and be serviceable?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, more rest, more rest coming off the shoulder. Defense leading the league in sacks. Ndamukong Suh them in the middle. Patrick Mahomes possibly high ankle sprain. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Okay. Philly,
I'm not saying you're wrong on any point.
Philly has a squad. They have been the best team in the league the entire season. Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles have not struggled in the playoffs. How did we look against San Fran?
Mm. Not too good.
Didn't look good. Mm-mm. I watched Kansas City and them squeak out a win against Cincinnati at home.
Better conference.
Huh?
Better conference, better team.
I watched them squeak out a win. What? Come on, man. So San Francisco's defense was it number one?
But wait a minute.
San Francisco had a number one defense in the league. How did they look against Philly?
But Mr. Irrelevant went out. They lost their quarterback.
No. I said that San Francisco's defense have the number. Were they the number one defense in the league?
How many times can you throw that defense? Never mind.
I'm just asking, bro. They beat him 38. Was it 38 to 7? Was it 38 to 7, bro?
I understand what you're saying.
It was 38 to 7. Like I said, I seen them boys squeak out. One, they needed to win because Burrow then went out there and beat them three times in a row. My man gets a late hit out of bounds penalty, or else we have no idea how that game is going to end. They all celebrate. Yeah, ain't Burrow hit. That man almost beat y'all again. You do that against this Philly team, you get behind. One, Jalen Hurts is taking care of the ball. Joe Burrow had two turnovers, taking care of the ball, and they run it better than Cincinnati. So I'm looking at this game saying I can see Philly coming out and trying to impose their will on Kansas City, and I believe it's going to happen.
Okay. I love
what
your convenience.
35-24. Philadelphia Eagles.
They open it up. Okay.
Man, I'm just telling you, I've been preaching this all season. If you can run the ball and play defense, you got a shot. And if you run the ball great and play great defense, ain't nobody else got a shot. So I'm giving it to Philly.
Okay. When we come back,
He don't like that. He don't like that. So who's Fizz? Me and Church?
Yeah.
So it's Team Young Buck?
Once again.
Team Young Buck. Can we beat y'all the last time we did this?
No, I don't think we
beat y'all last time.
Like
I came in making fun of y'all. Yeah, bro. They got
nothing.
They got anytime y'all agree.
But no, here's the thing.
You know we in a good spot.
But I love your convenient amnesia. When it comes down to Joe Burrow and the AFC and the way that they played in that game, you're not giving credence to the fact that the tougher team they beat. Hey, if this was the other way around and Cincinnati was playing the Eagles in the Super Bowl, you would still be on the other side saying, hey, man, this is a tough matchup for Philadelphia with Joe Burrow coming to
town. Yeah, I say it's a tough matchup, but I still don't think that Cincinnati will be able to stop the run. Joe Burrow will have to do something absolutely spectacular to beat the Eagles. They have been the number one team in the league the entire season. I'm basing mine off realism. This is what happened. I watched them the entire season. Jalen Hurts goes out, comes back in, bad shoulder, they win the final game. Them boys have looked unstoppable since they've been back into the playoffs.
Yeah.
38-7. I watched us play San Francisco, bro. We put up 12 points. 12.
Yeah. That was coordinator's fault. That was
bro, defense looked crazy. Yeah. I watched the Eagles go out there and run up and down the field on these dudes.
Yeah.
That defense was wore out, boy.
That's okay.
And that's the real
that's
the reality
okay.
of the situation.
Our defense
in
was
that
wore
game.
Out too. They ain't put up 38 on us.
Yeah. Okay.
How many turnovers Dak Prescott had?
What, 17?
No, I'm talking about in the game.
Oh, in the game.
How long was our defense out there on the field?
It was out there for a minute.
How many points they put up? 19?
19. 38. Of them teams.
38 of them.
You
probably took their foot off the game.
You going to be sad. You make sure you keep the line on the chat going. You going to be sad.
Hey, man.
You going to be sad.
Let me tell you something. What Jalen Hurts from?
Texas. Houston.
Y'all seen Beyonce last night break the record? Houston, Texas, man.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
I'm just talking about. I'm talking about. This is the year of the Texas. Man, I'm just telling you, okay. I saw Lizzo go out there. She moved from Detroit, but grew up in Houston. She got her a Grammy last night. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Hurts, the guy.
Patrick Mahomes played
Houston Astros.
High school football in Texas.
Yeah, no.
Patrick Mahomes. Thank you.
It's
the year of Texas.
Somebody from Texas is going to win.
I can't lose. Shout out to Beyonce for breaking the record last night.
Shout out to
Lizzo for bringing home a Grammy. Amazing show and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm Jalen Hurts. I don't know. You've been through a lot. Battle tested. I'm gonna see it.
Hey man, you know if Jalen Hurts walks off that field a champion, I'll be more than happy for the young man. I really will. Mega Sci-Fi's finest, Jalen Hurts. When we come back right here,
Michael Jordan. You said finest. Hurts. You said
finest. Oh, fine. Okay. I mean, it's all.
Oh, it's a group of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you trustee. On the board of directors.
I hate you.
Hey, man.
But it's Black History.
Where is that jersey at, man?
Black History Month. This is Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos right here on DallasCowboys.com.
Thought he had the scrubs on the back.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes 4 Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10 free shipping.
But Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Just steps away from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters in Frisco, visit the Star District, your destination for excellent dining, premier shopping, and exciting events. Visit thestardistrict.com for more information.
Thank you, Heckman Harrison. This is Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl week here. All right, we've made our predictions. Danny and Barry are going with the Eagles.
Yes.
Heckman and I are going with the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. First Everybody Super knew. Bowl started by two black quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Both are from Texas. And so Texas high school football, when it comes to quarterbacks and talent, it keeps rolling along in the biggest game of the year. So yesterday I was expecting a nice, easy day over the TV station, and then I see the Mavericks decide to bring in their own version of Terrell Owens, the player, and bring in Kyrie Irving.
Can I just say, why do you have to be like that, man? Kyrie. Why do you have to
I'm like,
be like that?
Poor Jason Kidd. Yo. Poor Jason Kidd. What did this man do to deserve this? I mean, you know, it's like, you need to call Parcells. Just call Parcells. How do you deal with these knee guys? How do you do it?
Do you know what like the details? Because it's got to be like, how do you trust a guy like Kyrie to come in and be a part of the team, be a part of the winning culture, and not eventually just abandon the squad? Like, there's got to be some type of stipulation in the contract.
Call Parcells. How did you deal with
That's
the player?
Crazy to me.
They're gonna let the man do whatever he wants to do.
Whatever he wants.
And then if it don't work out at the end, would you just move on from him? I mean,
you'll
got money to right. pay and get another guy.
You'll have a big boatload of cash if it doesn't. If it works out like Rondo, when they did the Rajon Rondo deal, when that blew up.
Yeah.
And so one day, the story I was told, Rondo hated Carlisle. So Rondo pulls up and parks in his spot.
No.
Carlisle finds out, tow it.
Mm.
So the person who was supposed to tow the car calls somebody at the work and says, hey man, he tells me to tow it. Please don't tow it. So then that guy calls one of the assistants and says, yo, go get Rondo's keys and move his car so they move Rondo's car.
Girl. So they just battling.
So it was just when they, but you know, once again, they pushed all the chips in. We gonna go at Rondo, and they're gonna give Rondo this big old bag, and Rondo couldn't act right. And it set the franchise back.
Yeah.
Set the franchise back. So here they are one more time, but you had to try to please your best player. I'll give them credit. They at least trying to get their best player some help.
That's the guy.
And we knew it was coming.
That's the guy they get.
And he's been balling this season. Was he 27?
He's a phenomenal player. Yeah, yeah. He's a phenomenal player.
Now, he's in the correct spot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, he averages 27. I got it for half a season. I just got to deal with this for half a season. That's all I got to do.
He's trying to get to it. You know, he missed the bag last year.
Yeah.
So this is the last good shot. He's 30, so you got to get it now. He's trying to get $200 million. So we are going to see a dude ball out like crazy.
I still don't see him giving him the bag after this. You could trust him for half a season, maybe.
But all the things that they traded away for the Mavericks to bring in this guy, it, to me, that's indicative of them trying to make a decision for the future. If they're trying to keep – look, when you look around the NBA, man, most of these teams have two guys that can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's very few teams that just only rely on one guy. Milwaukee does, I guess. You know, but it, very, very few teams doesn't have the Batman and Robin combo. For me – Kyrie, he does some things that the flat earth thing, I ain't like a lot of the things that he does, I don't agree with. But here's the one thing that's undeniable about him. He has a championship.
okay? He is one of the best at what he does in the league. Mm-hmm. If this can work, you may have a 1-2 punch in an NBA that they don't play no defense, dog. No. If you watch, they don't play no defense, and they are it's 3-point shooting galore, right? Mm-hmm. So fast pace, and I think the way that quite honestly, the way that they are playing offense here in Dallas, I think it caters to his game more because they don't care anything about defense at all. So if it works, he's going to get his $200 million, and then that's when the problems may start. He's going to be on his best behavior to try and get that bag, bro. For it to work here, what does the rest of the season have to look like? He had to get no issues or something, or did he just need to average 27?
Deep playoff run.
Yeah.
Deep playoff run.
Because KD trusted the guy. He did 200 big. Did he trust the guy two times? This is my friend, bro. This is my friend.
But wait a minute.
Make sure y'all look out for my friend, all right? I'm vouching for him. Mm-hmm. That man said, KD, deuces.
I'm out of here.
See you later. Bye.
Everywhere.
Twice, bro.
Like Terrell Owens, everywhere he goes, we know the ending.
Yeah.
It's messy at the end. It's messy.
They friends, Hick.
They are.
Him and KD, they, bro.
Played.
What's that?
What are you doing?
I'm this man signed extension. I'm out of here on you.
But you got to get somebody with Luka. I mean, just plain and simple. You got to get somebody with Luka. Luka doesn't have any help, and he's the premier talent here in Dallas. And I mean, and you try and feel like you can get a bunch of guys, Jags, to play with him. You need another superstar. I'm sorry, they're going to need to bring in another big another six man. Well,
they're trying. It's not over.
Trade deadline still.
Yeah, they're still trying. But you did have to give Luka something to say, we really are trying. So you've done that part. But you just know it's. You bring in a player like that, it's like buying milk. Look at the expiration date. Because it's going to spoil, and it's going to get bad. It's his reputation.
What if it works, though? They've been what if for years.
It's never worked anywhere.
It's never going to work.
How they going to play together, though? I mean, because you look at it, Luka's a ball-dominant guy. He has the second most usage out of anybody outside of Giannis Antetokounmpo. So, and it's not like, what's his name? Kyrie is a spot shooter. Like, you can just throw the ball. He's in the corner. He's just going to hit him. This is a guy that needs the ball as well. He needs to dance out there as well. So, how's that going to work together?
Because he's a ball-dominant. It's going to be a lot of dribbling.
One-on-one ball all day.
That's all you're going to use. But when you get down to the playoffs, that's what a lot of it is contingent on. A lot of the winning those one-on-one battles. And that's why I think that Kyrie Irving is one of the best at that. Don't make no mistake about it. If they can get these guys to play together, Christian Woods be better than – he's going to have to be better than he ever been in his life. But then
Act like you care.
But I mean, for the head coach, man, if they can get these guys to mend together – and look at the West. The West is wide open. For the first time, you don't have a Lakers squad that's completely dominating. You don't have Golden State in completely dominating. And so I think the separation between these teams right now is just a few games. If this can work, I mean, going past the All-Star break and all that, I mean, dog, you may have a legit chance of a championship here in Dallas. He wasn't going to get one in the East, dog. I'm sorry. It wasn't going to happen.
After the season, after LeBron breaks the record, maybe they'll just trade LeBron here because, LeBron.
Hell no. Nah. LeBron.
LeBron, he already mad. You're doing the passive aggressive tweets out there.
maybe it's me.
Passive aggressive. So, maybe Jeannie, just go ahead. You know what, man? Why don't you go to Dallas? You can have all your dreams come true again.
Maybe it's me.
This man is doing everything. Hell, he don't. What do you want LeBron to do?
If he thinks he's the greatest of all time, how many stars you need, LeBron?
He need a healthy one? I know. Who do you mean?
Give me one healthy one.
And then we talking about Russell Westbrook because of the name.
Hey, man. He wanted him.
I'm talking about now.
He know now. Well, that was your fault.
He would have went. He would have got.
You know what
Dave Chappelle? He couldn't get Dame. Huh?
Dave Chappelle said, tough break.
That's how the Michael Jordan people act right there. That's how they act.
Greatest of all time.
They don't want him to be.
You see Michael Jordan. Hey, baby, it's me. You see Jordan out here remaking somebody else's movies. You see Michael Jordan do that.
Oh,
did I say something wrong? Did I lie?
How many movies Michael Jordan made?
I don't see no. He only needed to make one. Was he that good?
LeBron's got his own production company. Can you? The man got a podcast, a TV show. He can do whatever he wants.
And that's the best movie your production company could do.
Come on,
hey,
man.
Hey, guys, let's copy Space Jam.
Hey, this is the year. Like, these are the times of White Man Can't Jump about to come back out. You been hate on them too?
LeBron doing that?
Man, that's his next coming too. Man, I'm gonna hate on everybody. Hey, man. You better not. I know you better not ever watch a remake or nothing.
Jordan's thankful there ain't no social media back then, because I feel like a lot of stuff would have came out about Jordan. That we'd be like, hold on, what?
He knows.
He lived what he lived. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about Magic. You know, Magic wouldn't have made it. So I mean, there's a whole bunch of folks wouldn't have made it.
So you hating right now? Like when LeBron break the record, knew he gonna turn off the TV. And cry. Like heck watching the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna be like
both gonna be sad. I'm saying that they both gonna be upset.
Chat gonna be dry.
Nui has removed himself.
I won't be watching. I'll be reading one of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's great books.
As he get passed up.
Yes, I'll be reading one of
Kareem. Kareem's gonna be salty when that happened too.
You know, so, I know.
Hey man, y'all don't have to be no haters, bro. Why y'all old school? I know the old school guys, bro. I walked in today over there hating on new school music almost.
We were giving you a history lesson.
We almost listened to that mumbo jumbo back in the day. We used to have
not the mumbo jumbo.
Some real music.
Not the jumbo.
Nah, you guys. I'm just playing. Nah, they weren't talking about that.
Don't indulge.
They said Will Smith shouldn't have won the Grammy.
This is the little Uzi Vert generation, man.
See? I was letting you off the hook. I got the whole world dancing. They still mad at it.
It's time to go.
They be dancing, coming back to the mic, old Temptation. They might do that no more, bro.
Spin around.
Hey.
That's what they want to see today.
My Uncle Paul Williams was an original member of Temptation. So,
that's cool.
Yes. My cousin Adrian played in the band today.
That's right.
And that ain't going out of style, guys. It's not going out of style, guys.
Oh, it's out.
It's not. They just reiterated it.
No,
they're going to come back. You watch.
They hosting those concerts with the Temptation concerts where people, all the old people go back and watch it.
There's going to be somebody else going to come around trying to do it. Oh, they look so good.
Masterpiece still on tour. Temptation still on tour.
They did it with New Edition. Oh, go! You got to do that. Then the NSYNC people. At some point in time, it all comes back to that because you know what? It works.
Yeah.
All that stuff works.
But you hating on LeBron James because Space Jam worked.
Did it?
Space Jam?
It wasn't any good.
The first Space Jam was good.
No, the Michael Jordan Space Jam.
Yeah, you said all of it worked. I'm saying that's why they keep coming back to.
Yeah, but LeBron when you imitate and copy and counterfeit, it ain't as good.
You wasn't gonna like it anyway. It don't matter who was in
it. It was not
Denzel
good.
Washington could have been in that.
They put Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle.
If Eddie Murphy was in it, he would have liked it though.
Who?
Eddie Murphy playing Van Nuys Hooper. He would have been like, yeah, that's the one right there. That's the one.
They need to remake Life. Matter of fact, that's what they need.
So leave that one alone.
Anyway, they should make the Kyrie trade here pretty soon. Official. I look forward to seeing Micah Parsons at the game.
All right, man. I'm going to go back to work.
You know Micah going to be courtside.
He should be.
See, maybe they bring your boy Odell back and then maybe get him going in free. Now they can give
I saw the videos.
Free.
Y'all saw the videos now.
What are you talking about?
Odell out there working.
He was running hard in a straight line.
Yeah. He getting better.
That cut was.
He getting better. His cuts right now probably look just like Michael Gaps. So he going to be all right.
Let him show that face on that cut and grimace.
Y'all want to talk about guys, okay? Because we seen the comeback. Right. You know what? We'll be back next week. You know, heck, I'll see you next week.
All good, man. Be here with a smile on my face.
Heckman Harris and Danny McCray, Barry Church. I'm Louis Scruggs. This is Play Loud, brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!